This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic.
All right, hello. My name's Manu, and I've got with me here today Katie Sage of In Rainbows and Artscape fame.
Oh,
how
hi.
Are you, Katie?
It's great to be here. I'm doing well today. Yeah.
Katie Sage is the host of In Rainbows, a program that highlights the music of LGBTQI2S artists and their allies, and co-produces Artscape, a community arts program that looks at the creative people and happenings around Victoria. In addition to their work at CFUV, Katie is a practicing artist and engages with the local art community through the Ministry of Casual Living. I asked Katie about the mandate of the ministry and their work there.
The Ministry of Casual Living is an artist-run center, so it means it's run by artists for artists. And what I was doing, I was the artistic director and curator for the past 3 years. I just kind of recently stepped away from that in the sense that I'm no longer the face of the organization, i.e. the minister. But I still am very much kind of involved behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it was really about kind of, for me, while I was doing it, this idea of presenting people's work that maybe have never shown their work before or have kind of never even conceptualized what they're doing as being art. And I mean, a big thing that we present on our website is like, we don't want to see your CV, and your CV is kind of like your resume, proving that you've done things in the art world before. So, you know, it's about kind of just, for me, it's always been about breaking down barriers to access. So, yeah. And I mean, that's a big part of the ministry. Right now we're doing, there's a show on about with people from Tent City and what they've made and their voices. So, yeah.
Taking comfort from the one that gives you disquiet. Now I pass serpent with its tail in its mouth. Through a thin wall, no callous tone at all. Hear me tossing a turn.
So let's talk a bit about Artscape. What is the objective of the show? Like, you spoke a little bit about it in terms of Ministry of Casual Living, but specifically with the radio, what do you hope to do with the show?
I really, I was talking with Harold about this because him and I have been collaborating on season 2 together since January. We got a BC Arts Council grant to do it. Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so, I mean, it's kind of twofold for me. The first thing is kind of using the podcast, the platform of conversations in order to kind of build more connections within the art community, using topics and themes to kind of build and connect the city together. But then also, it's for listeners to learn about their community, learn about, for instance, like, what is sound art? Or, you know, what are the different modes of art education? Or just like all of these things. So, and also just to kind of break down those barriers of art and kind of, in a sense, like demystifying it a little bit, because I feel like in my experience of being a curator and being an artist and kind of taking on that title, I have countlessly heard people say, like, when I claim that title, like, oh, I can't even draw a stick figure, like, thinking that, you know, drawing or all of that is what you have to be able to do to be an artist. But no, there's so many different modes of art making. And so I really hope while people are listening to Artscape, they're, you know, they're kind of like, hey, maybe I could do that, or hey, that's an interesting idea, and then come up with their own idea.
The mandate of Katie's other show, In Rainbows, is to play music solely from members of the LGBTQI2S community and their allies. I asked Katie about the importance of this.
I mean, the main importance is, there's a few kind of importances behind the scenes, but also kind of, it's twofold. So the importance is, one, to kind of prioritize that within the CFUV library and kind of, you know, siphon in music into our collection to, you know, create that. And so by the show kind of having that platform, we, you know, the music assistants and the music director can say, hey, In Rainbows will play that, and hey, In Rainbows is prioritizing that. So that's kind of like the behind the scenes thing. Mm-hmm. As like an someone who's worked in collections and archiving, like, that's an important thing, so it can have a legacy beyond me. And also for the listeners to be like, oh my goodness, you know, this whole group is so diverse. Like, I kind of say, you know, I'm like this is my mandate for the show, to do LGBTQIA2 spirit artists, and then have the show be like, in one moment be hip-hop, and another moment be like metal, and mm-hmm. another moment be like post-punk and surf rock, or, you know, just kind of realize that the diversity of that, those artists, and, you know, they're not, it's not just, you know, one genre, it's all these eclectic genres. And I mean, really just to encourage people who are out there to, you know, find, you know, maybe they hear one song by one artist and it really resonates with them, and they can say, hey, you know, I feel less alone, or that really spoke to me, or...
Well, I guess it really gives young people from these communities a voice in the media discourse, which is huge.
Yes, especially in the age of commercialized media.
Yeah. How so? Could you elaborate on that? Why in commercialized media, in the age of commercialized media, it might be more important what you're doing?
Well, I mean, there's... with commercialized media, there's only one perspective, and a lot of the times the perspective is coming from a voice that is removed from that kind of culture or that group. So in this age and with CFUV, we can have these dialogues through music and talking about the music and talking about the impetus of the bands and what they are trying to do, that, you know, it's like creating that culture from the grassroots,
mm-hmm.
where it's like the people who are having, you know, these conversations can engage in the conversation through the platform of radio and, you know, this kind of level of media.
Yeah.
As opposed to coming from the top and saying, like, the top down, and, you know, other people not within that are kind of having these conversations and not even including the people on the ground who are living it.
Every week, Katie puts a number of hours and a good deal of effort into preparing for both Artscape and In Rainbows. I asked Katie what motivates them to continue this work and why it's important to them.
I think the main motivation for me is really just, it's fun, and I'm constantly learning things. Mm-hmm. They both kind of satisfy different parts of myself and as someone in the community, but also someone who wants to do creative things, and also just the fact that this is like something that I could never see myself doing before, like last year. So it's kind of, you know, I'm facing my fears in a sense by kind of immersing myself in this radio podcast culture, and also, you know, Johnny, when I first started here, he said to me, a CFUV all-star is someone who does a music program and can also do a community affairs program. So I was like, I'll be a CFUV all-star. Yeah. I mean, that's just like a little cheeky thing in the back of my mind. And yeah.
There needs to be a patch or a, a medal. Perhaps we'll look into getting those done up maybe.
Yeah. Totally.
This episode of Behind the Mic, which was curated by Manu, featured a conversation with Katie Sage, host of In Rainbows, which airs from 10 to 11 on Monday, and co-host of Artscape, which airs on Tuesdays from 11 to noon. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.